So I am so appreciative of everyone getting back to me and sending their rambles that I actually took notes and I'm going to respond rather than doing a commute. Well, I might do that too, but okay. So the first person to respond was I'm the PGH3. Thank you for responding so fast. You talked about your first girlfriend and how you met her online and the experience of approaching her in a chat room and sort of getting rebuffed at first, and then you ended up together, but then it ended up not working out in the end. It just reminded me of the days of Yahoo Chat. I was married and I met my husband on Yahoo Chat. So, it does work. You can meet people online that way. It can be so scary meeting people, though. I mean, I do appreciate your story. All my relationships came from the internet. I think a lot more of us are experiencing that. So, thank you for sharing that story. I bet it did feel really great when she finally approached you, though, given that she kind of gave you the cold shoulder to start with. So Candidly Curious Cutie, or CC, you know what? Technically it's Delphi, the Oracle of Delphi, but most people call me Delphi, I guess, at this point. I really don't care. I'm used to both. My beautiful woman, I understand anxiety. It's a day-to-day challenge living with chronic anxiety and depression. I am no stranger to both. I appreciate you posting. As you said, you worry that people are actually going to be interested in what you have to say, but, you know, this is a community where we all just love to hear voices, and I just like listening to different people talk when I go to sleep, so... I don't care if you're saying the alphabet, to be honest. this joke has completely been beaten at this point, but the first thing I thought of when you talked about your mom and you and the couch and the stairwell was that Friends scene with Ross and Chandler. Pivot, pivot, pivot. And then eventually Chandler gets so upset. He's like, shut up, shut up, shut up. I'm glad to hear you're getting a new dresser. That's gonna be exciting. Oops, this is the wrong page. Script request audio haven. Nope, these are my notes for something completely different. Great. I don't think a breast worship script is what is on the agenda, nor a episode of The Chronicler that's not on there. Next person would be Bats. Hey, shithead yourself. Thanks for doing a ramble. Everyone knows Bats. He doesn't do this kind of stuff, so... I'm very appreciative. I harangued him, but he doesn't do anything unless people bug him to do it. We don't have halal. Is it halal sections in our stores? Because I'm assuming it's because we don't have enough of a population. I mean, we sell that kind of food, but we don't have special sections in the store for that kind of cuisine. I think it is so annoying and ignorant when customers change their mind about something and then put it back in the wrong spot. Oh my God, I hate that. It's so ignorant. And it's not fair to the people at the store. But, I mean, it's bad enough that people do that. But what's worse is when, like, say someone picks out something from the freezer and they decide they don't want it, or a dairy product, and they just stick it, like, in the middle of the store where it's just going to go bad. It's just so rotten and ignorant. I assume a rig is a new computer. Please correct me if I'm wrong. And if you are getting better equipment to record, you had better be uploading some guitar playing, please. I haven't heard you in a very long time. What do you mean by muddy? You're talking about your bands getting all muddy. I don't know what that means. I'll have to check. Oh, and following on with Cece, my voice in my head sounds way higher than when I hear, like, played back on a recorder. Oops. A lot of order there. I can't say I can relate to wanting to masturbate to my own voice. but I am getting more used to hearing myself talk. and back to Batsy. Let it out, Bats. That was really nice to hear you, like really get upset about your bands going in a direction that you're not in agreement with. That was very nice to hear. Passion of anything from anyone is awesome. Holy fictional. I've always had a lot of jobs. This is the first time in my life where I haven't actually had more than one job. It's very strange. I have a lot of free time. Even though I work full-time, I usually work full-time and then have, like, part-time work on the side, whether it's tutoring or, doing some, my own business. I sell stuff on eBay for some extra cash, but I seem to always, right now I'm just kind of taking a break from a second job because I need it, really. I really enjoyed hearing you yell at the other drivers. That was funny. And thank you very much. I'm going to be thinking about cheese danishes for a very long time until I actually get one and eat it. And then I'll forget about them. But right now, yeah. Test Sula. Test. I'm not sure how to respond to you, do you? Because that was a really, really long, very interesting philosophical rant. I honestly think you deserve your own personal response because yours was 90 minutes long. But instead, I was thinking, well, first of all, how is it going over there in Brobdingnag, right? Is that what, did I say it? You know where all the yahoos live. The most interesting question you brought up from your little internet survey was the difference between living and being alive. I think we can all agree that, you know, living, like you said, could just be like a brain in a jar or a body in a sarcophagus or something that's just being fed and kept alive. But being alive, I think, I mean, I'm still pretty young, but in my time on this planet, my experiences have led me to believe that life is about your interactions with people, enjoying people, learning, experiencing as much as you can and doing whatever you can. As long as you harm no one else, go nuts. I mean, I'm overwhelmed with all the places I want to visit, all the people I want to meet, all the things I want to learn. So, to me, indifference is like an abomination. I mean, have an opinion about something. Don't be indifferent. So, yeah. I'm very, very aware of my mortality. So I'm always trying deliberately to experience things and meet people and go places and because I don't want, to be like, 90 years old, whatever, when I die and think, oh God, I wish I had done that. That is like the scariest thought to me, to be on the brink of death. And to me, that's why I'm scared of death. I'm not afraid of what happens after death. I mean, I'm not sure what happens after death, but the reason I'm so scared of dying is the idea that I don't experience everything I want to experience in this life before I die. That scares the crap out of me. And so that's something that's always in the back of my mind. So,